Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG on It's Wedding Advice, season number 6. And today I'm talking about hiring people who aren't nervous wrecks. What do I mean by that? Well, I did Jason Kelce's wedding. Yes, that Jason Kelce. And I'll tell you this, from setup to breakdown and everything in between, I was fine. There was nothing that could have happened during that wedding, even as much as the music going off completely, that could have literally drove me crazy or made me insane or had me shaking to the point where I couldn't recover. I don't get nervous at people's events anymore because there's nothing you could do. As long as you have the right equipment, prepare, plan, have everything correct, the right music, the right layout, power, the right plugs, everything, you're good. Listen, if something happens, like if a technical flaw happens, that's not your fault. It just is what it is. Like as a DJ, I can only oversee and control what I'm available to oversee and control. I can't oversee and control every single little aspect. I can't oversee an act of God. I can't oversee an injury. I can't control when the food comes out. I can't control when the photographer wants to go outside. I can't control a power outage. Can't control any of that. What I can control is everything that I'm paid to. Planning, processing, executing, delivering, ending. That's what I can control. You want to hire people at your event who are able to deal with the pressure. And I mean any kind of pressure, because things happen all the time. Nothing's ever perfect. Life is not perfect. And you want to have people on your side that are able to deal with little things that happen during the ceremony, the cocktail reception that you can't control, that you just have to live with, deal with, fix, and move on. You can't have people literally shaking to the point where it ruins their night. This is the best example I can use. It's probably a terrible analogy for the wedding industry, but it is what it is. So you have a guy, put him around college age, goes to a bar, hits on a girl. The girl says no. Okay, turns around and hits on the next girl. Yeah, he's a pig. He's going down the line to see which one he can take home that night. But now imagine the same situation. Guy goes in, hits on a girl. Girl turns him down. It ruins his entire night. He can't talk to anybody else. He goes into a shell, into a hole, gets an Uber, goes home and cries. You know, it's two different avenues. You have to just take what you got and move on to the next thing. You deal with the issue, you fix it, you apologize if it's something crazy, and you move on. But it can't turn into a dumpster fire. Hire people at your event that work well under pressure. And when I say pressure, I mean all pressure, any kind of pressure. This is nothing different than Tom Brady for the New England Patriots, or Michael Jordan for the Chicago Bulls, or Wayne Gretzky for the Edmonton Oilers, or Derek Jeter for the New York Yankees. Working good under pressure. Hire vendors that can do it. It's great advice. I'm DJ ESG. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my wife and puss and bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my it all keeps adding up. I think I'm